As I'll say, I believe Rashi brings it. Mashma shenema v'habor reik ain yodei ash ain boi mali. It says habor reik, so clearly it's empty. Ain boi mali. Ma tamu loy ma ain boi mayim. Mayim ain boi avu nachoshim v'agrabim yeshbo. There were snakes and scorpions in the bar. So I saw brought, I believe that they're going to ask the question. He certainly says the vote that I'm going to say. I don't recall where I saw it. It was probably in some sort of a liquid. I don't think it was a Kol Aliyo. Regardless, I think, I'm pretty sure I remember the vote well. I don't know if he asked the question that I'm going to pose, but this is essentially what I think, at least partially what he's coming to explain. A little bit of a Shverkheit here. Agoy Reik, Engoy Mayim. Saying Mayim Engoy, I'm Nachoshim Rakrabim Yeshbar. The question is, so it's not Bardet. So it's not a Bardet. Why does the Torah say it's a Bardet? I understand. Meat, meat, achamiot, and kolorama. Just say, Abor ain't by Mayim. You can make the same drush. Abor ain't by Mayim, Mayim ain't by, I'm Nachoshim Rakrabim Yeshbar. Abor Reik. Ain't by Mayim, I'm Nachoshim Rakrabim Yeshbar. It's a contradiction in terms. So the chat that the guy says, which is maybe not altogether the normal vein of typical bars from the guy, but nonetheless, the guy says, Derech Drush, we say, that we know that typically Taira is Nimshul Kamayim, Haikot Same Lukulamayim. Taira is considered the Taira of Lamach. And Namach, the Gemara says, my mind, but for whatever reason, we find that Torah is compared to many things, but one of which certainly, and primarily probably, is Nimshul Kamayim. So the guy, Shat is, Boy Reik, Ein Boy Mayim, a person that's Bali Torah, a Yid that doesn't have the benefit of Limud HaTorah, of having incorporated and having being misamel to Divrei Torah, is a Bardei. That means to say that one shouldn't make the mistakes of the guy. Torah doesn't have Abedere Cheretz, Midas Tovus, Nimusius, just common courtesy, refinement, and so on. These are attributes that are separate from Torah. These are things that either naturally or maybe even by working upon oneself without the benefit of Limud HaTorah, without an exposure to the standards that Hashkafas HaTorah, the punis that the Torah highlights, especially in Sefer Bereishis, whereas you think that about Midas Tovus I could think. So if the guy in the Torah says, Abor Reik, Ein Bo Mayim, that the individual, the bird is Reik. What does it mean it's Reik? Avol Nechoshim V'Akrabim Yeshbo. I mean, the Nechoshim V'Akrabim are not, they're not something that's dear. Well, you understand, of course, literally, no Mayim, but there are snakes there. Nechoshim V'Akrabim is the Nechosh HaKadmoni, the Yetzirahs, the Taivas, the Midas Rois that could be in a person, that are oftentimes part of a person's makeup, part of his personality. The Bo Reik and the Choshev HaKrabim will be present in the absence when it's Ve'en Bo Mayim. The Bo is, the two things go hand in hand. It's not Shayev that is Ve'en Bo Mayim, but the Bo is not Reik. And this is okay, the Bo is not full, it's not full of Torah, but it's not empty in the sense that it's Nechashim HaKrabim. So no. If it's Ein Bo Mayim, then the pshat is the bar is Reik. Reik not in the sense that you have something in there, it's just not Mayim. You have something in there, but what you have in there is the biggest void that Shayev. The biggest void that Shayev is Midas Rois. When a person is a victim of his Midas Rois, of the doesn't have the benefit of acculturating himself and steiging in terms of his midas and refining his characteristics as ever, of the Torah, then inevitably, automatically, he's begeda habor reg that is nechashu v'akabim yeshu. He's not shy and say, okay, so he's a finer mensch, he's a Baal Midas type. Now, of course, he says this flies in the face of what we know of what we know to be true in the sense of there are many people there, the Amei Aretz, they happen to be. But without going into whether they're bigger Baal Midas than the people that are learning, we don't need to go there, but they're certainly seem to be very, very, they are. They just seem to be, yeah. They're beautiful, wonderful people. We'll address that momentarily. But let's just first understand clearly Vashteta. So the Goyim is saying, Habarek and Goyimoyim. And this is the chat that it says in Prechayavis. Prechayavis, it already says, the main Torah and Darachadetz. Which if you look at Rabbi Yoin and Prechayavis is in Paragimo, Mishnah Chabalah. Which says Prechayavis in Ein Torah and Darachadetz. It also says in Ein Darachadetz, Ein Torah. When you look at Rabbi Yoin, Eich Mishkaimu, Shnei Mitrais Halalu, what comes before what? Right? There are many things there in the Mishnah that you have this circularity of life. You have this Imein Yira Ein Chachma, Imein Chachma Ein Yira, Imein Kemach Ein Torah, Imein Torah Ein Kemach. Okay, the two things need to be present, and in some way, shape, or form, there are, on different levels, the two things are necessary, and each one causes the other probably in a somewhat different fashion, in varied ways. One, you looked in the Ben Yoina, the Arifas, but Al-Khobanim, it does say over there, one of the things that it says is, Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz. The Goyim is saying, that means that certainly, to a large degree, a person should not feel that he could reach the epitome of refinement in Midas Tovus while being oblivious to the standards and what the Torah requires of him in terms of what the Torah says. The man is sheitzavet donde b'sham u'derech Hashem lasit tzedakah mishpat. If a person is unaware and oblivious of the Torah's prescription for lasit tzedakah mishpat, for v'alachta v'drachah, ma'udachum, ma'udachum, then there's only so much. It's true. You say there are people that they're wonderful, they're beautiful people. That's true. But either they're, you know, b'teva like that, or certainly there's a lot that can't be done without the benefit of the Torah. Certainly. But only up to a point. A shleimus, and a shleimus and midas tovus is only shaya with your Torah is present. If the Torah is, if it's aimed by mayim, then the Torah is going to be there. It's going to be nechashim akav yeshdo. That doesn't mean that he's going to be the most evil person. That means to the degree that the bar is aimed by mayim, he's going to be a certain ability and capacity for the person to do things that he otherwise, al pi his taivus and his yetzaharis, that he otherwise would not, would know better. He would know better, and his character would be better refined al yidei his exposure to the Torah. Just a few quotes from the Rishonim in this regard. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Mishlei Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yates, Pasuk says, Shema ato v'ni v'acham, listen my son and become wise, v'asher, with a tzeket, v'loshen yoshe, v'asher baderech nivach. And v'miyashe, In the ways your heart. The next pasuk says, "Al tihi b'soyde yayin b'zoylei basalam." Don't be from amongst those that are guzzle wine and indulge themselves in basa. The kids of b'nei soyde ben soyde umar. The Gemara learns this pasuk to apply. The Gemara learns that halachas from the ben soyde umar. Zokter Rabbeinu Yoina Zoy. Shema ato b'ni v'achakom v'asher b'derech nidecha. L'moyd min achachma. Learn from the Torah, from the Chachma. Today, Shata Asher Libecha B'derech HaYishara U'B'Midas HaTayvais U'B'Darek HaYiras Hashem. In order to be able to be Miyasha, to go on the straight and narrow path in terms of Midas HaTayvais. Kizeh Yisoyd HaTayelas Min HaChachma. Unbelievable Chiddush. And Yom says, the Yisoyd of the Tayelas of Chachma, of Chachma's HaTayrah, is to be Miyasha B'derech Libecha. And with the Rabbeinu Yoina, you may think that it's a direct theater. It flies in the face of Limud HaTorah Lishma, Mar Avanya, it's all true. It's all true. He b'sayid es Hashem chetzo, he b'sayid osa yeg ayoyim v'loyla, if yegiya in Torah, b'sayid osa yeg ayoyim v'loyla, of the Zokir Rabbein Yoyna, the tachlis ha-koyl, yisayid ha-tayelos min ha-chokma, is la'ashe b'derech ha-yishara v'midah is Torah, chaydos b'derech yiyas Hashem. V'horoi la'agdim ha-lesakim b'ralei, and you have to be machdim the chokma in order to be masakim the leiv. Liyo is tam v'yosha v'yoda elikim. The inyan ha-posik ha-bo achar of yod al-zeh. Ben yoyin the next posik, the emshach ha-psukim is meyit clearly on this. Shemazi al-asoris hamidah sarois. Because the Torah is mazir then on going the derech midos rois, the hemshach achar ha-taiver, and being straying and going after your taivers. Like the posik said afterwards, the next pasuk is Al Tehi B'Soy Ve'Yayim B'Soy Le'Vasalom. So the Ben Yoyin is understanding Shema to B'Niva Hakach. Listen carefully. It doesn't mean listen to the Musa Shmuz necessarily. It means the Musa Shmuz too. But it means to listen to the Chachmas HaTorah, to the way the Torah wants the person and requires the person to act. The Derech Ma'ata, Ma'uchanun, Ma'atachanun, Ma'urachum, to learn the Sefer Yosher, Sefer Bereishis, and to be able to extract from the Ma'isa of his the similar bottom in the way that the bottom are supposed to and will in the Yosef Shem Hak, and all the Midas Tavis and the Derech HaMamutzah that the Rambam talks about. That is ultimately the Tachlis, the Tayelis, the Yisoyed HaTayelis in Achav. Ben Yoyin and Perkei Yogis, on that Mishnah in Perek Gimel, here it's Mishnah Yud Zayin. Siddha is Mishnah Kamal. So Rashi learned the name Torah ain't that a chayr, it's a main that a chayr, and Torah refers to Parnos, the chayr says Parnos. Ben Yoyna says that the chayr means, like we said, that a chayr, it means me just type. So if you're Ben Yoyna, the Beloz Ben Azal Yoyna, main Torah ain't that a chayr, it's Kaloyma. Yusha ain't no yoydea Torah, ain't no shalayn, the midos shall that a chayr. Like we said, naturally a person could be Balmidas, even a bigger Balmidas than somebody who's learning Torah. But to have a shleimus and to pattern yourself, shaloi alpi the fukes and the midas that you find in the Torah, that will not ultimately provide a person with shleimus and midas. And when push comes to shove, to assume that what you're doing is krafta and is oskal, you may have swerved into a midat oskal. You may, by coincidence, you may have been mechavin, and you may have been oimid on the proper data. But it's not right because you thought it's right, it's because you read someplace. It's only right and it's only there Hayosha, it's Yahashu Bederech Lubeva, when Shema Tepeni Vahacham, when you learn the Chokhmah Satayrah. Then you know for certain there's a Messiah that what you're reading, the Torah Hashem, is by definition is the perfect Shleimus in Yiddish Tavis. Dr. Rabbeinu Yoyna, Kirov Hamidus Tavis, Shavidarke Oilam Batayrah. He said, ah, you know, it's everybody, people have Midus Tavis. He says, that's from the Torah. Without incorporating every one of the Torah mitzvahs, certainly those that relate to the midas tovus, to being a bal tesa, to being a considerate, fine individual, to refinement, to the ways in which to refine a person's character, without patterning it after the Torah, you're going to be missing something. And if you have something extra, it's going to be a kolam ba'isa gadeya. But the point is, this is the plan. This is the recipe. Just to understand it a little bit with a little bit more depth. Why is that so? Why is it by necessity we have forced? We believe that, of course, that we have a Midah Shleima, that the Torah is the epitome of the Shleimus and the Ras and Abayde. So it stands to reason that anything in the Torah is perfection, has carried within it the Shleimus. Why is it so, especially with Abbe Midas, why is this true? That a person on his own, just on his own, is binding into the perfect patterns of social behavior and being kind and considerate, why can he be, I'm just Why wouldn't he be able to be only on a shayimus and libis? The Baruch Hanura says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, beautiful chapter of the Baruch Hanura. The Hanura is, maybe you've heard it once. The Sechta Avos, of all the Sechta, starts out, Moshe Kiva Torah in Sinai, Messiah of Yeshua, Yeshua is Canaan, with a whole Seder, Messiah of Torah. And then, right away, it's having Nisun and Badin, then we're telling him Harba. Check the Baruch Hanura. Of all endeavors, of all areas, Masechtas in the Torah, that you would be mounted, you introduced by saying, Moshe Kiva Torah in Sinai, why would it be Pirkei Avos? You say, you want to start off Arba Avos Nezikin, or in Brachis, it would be the most natural place. You're saying there's a Kabbalah al Malchus Shemayim, so you want to know, where does it all come from? Moshe Kiva Torah in Sinai, then I know if he has Hashem Lekach, and so on. Why is it Pirkei Avos specifically that of all the Masechtas in the Shal, we take it for granted, that's where it is, that's how it says it, that's how it's presented. Why is it so? Zok the Baruch Hanura. Oyma Ani, Lefi, the first Baruch Hanura in the Rav, Lefi Shem Masechtas Zu, Eino Mi Yusedes, Al Pidesh Mitzmi Mitzis HaShayda, Kisham Masechtas Shabinish. Because, Gufa, because it's not based, it's not here to explain, to be Mefarish, it's not a Torah of Alpeh and any one of the mitzvahs of Torah. Elokula Musarim Umidas. Because the essence of Pirkei Avos are Musarim and Midas. The Chachmei Umasarim Gamkin Chirusvah. Kimay Shabadu Miliva Bidak Amos. Is it the Chachmei Umasarim? Benjamin Franklin also had an old farmers in Almanac or whatever it is. The Umas Olam also have patterns, have what they consider to be noble and courteous behavior. You're talking Midas, you're talking Kriya Shema, you're talking Abba Avos and Zikin. So that goes without saying. Moshe Kibbal Torah Misina, I definitely understand. That's Chita, like a marshmallow. That's Moshe, there's a Masoida, that's Ishmi Kiyish. Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Miki Ad Gura Misina. Goes without saying. That's just in the very nature of the Ruchni is the nation, the divine nature of Tayyid Mitzvahs. But when you're talking about Midas, and Talmidim Harba, I need Moshe Rabbeinu Kibbal Torah Misina, I can tell me that Hamidu Talmidim Harba? I can say somebody might not think so, and I think a relatively intelligent person would say that Baboika is Razare, so below Erev Al Tanach Yadech, is not a push to say. You have to hedge your bets. You have Talmidim, okay, you don't know what's going to be, so tell me the Harbe, you never know. Eizim Mehen, right? Eizim Yuchshem. So I need to tell me the Harbe. Have you Mesunim Badin? You need to have Moshe people tell me Sinai to know that have Mesunim Badin. Patience is a tremendous virtue. Savlonis and patience and going through something in a deliberate fashion. It's not the Aleph Beis. We need Moshe people tell me Sinai. Dr. Baruch Hanura, they came up on their own. The dark Amos, the Kate Yisnai God and Khaveda. Lufika Hiskalatan of the Sakhazu. Moshe Kibotai Misinai Boimelo. Shahamida is Famusadim Shabazu Hamasakhil Loibadu Oisim Kahna and Mishimuliba. One can think that no less than any other culture and any other religion, which don't have a divine origin, of course. That the Chazal were very bright, intelligent people, in addition to everything else, very religious people, but they were also bright, and based on their involvement in human nature and psychology and everything else, so they came up with what they considered to be Midas Tayyib. Dr. Baruch Hanura, that the Mishnah is saying this is no less Moshe Kiva Torah Misina and Misarol and Yeshua. The Torah Shabbat Peh Vesechta Ovis is not Masha Chazal Bodu Miziba. This is not something that they came upon and just blamed upon just on their own. Rather, Moshe Kiva Torah Misina and Shamidis from Misar Shabbatu and Vesechta and Zodu Chachmi and Mishnah Miziba and Lahat Ebu Nemru Misina. So what do we say? We're saying over here, the Baruch Hanura is saying that of course, like we said, Midas Tovus, of course, have a value. Certainly better than Midas Rais. And the person is not Engboy Mayim, is a person that has not had the exposure to Torah. So there's certainly a value to his Midas Tovus. And you could certainly say on a person that he's a wonderful person, he's a kind and considerate person. But to say that a person has a shleimus in midas, and by definition, his midas, toivas, are rooted in something that has a divine origin. That is something minei ubei. That this is minei ubei. That this is something he's acting right now in the most perfect way. This is something that can only come, Moshe Kippur Karim Sinai, only from Sinai. Like everything else that has a shleimus and a perfection in this belt, it's only Al Pidu Torah. The name that Torah ain't got a headache. Hashtetzah, there are percentages and proportions in that. But in absolute terms, in ain't Torah, ain't got a headache. In absolute terms, meaning that by definition a person that doesn't have any Maitaida is going to be in a Khashan Rakhab. The only possible way that a person is to pattern himself absolutely after the mitzvahs, after the entire mitzvahs, and to involve himself in understanding Taita mitzvah. There's a very, I believe it's a famous story I heard when I was a young buck, I remember Chaim Halim, and I've subsequently seen it from another source. It's a story about the Alp of Slabodka. I believe what I heard originally, or Butler was part of one of the people that were, at least at the time, were one of the Talmidim there. But what I saw brought down by the site and Rav Shvadron brings that Rav Kotler was there, Rav Avram Kalmanovich. But for the Talmidim of the Alpha Slabodka, you can imagine this probably took place in the 1920s or so. It says over there that they were sitting and discussing with the Alta. The whether there's any benefit that a person could derive in terms of nimusi, in terms of midas, and just patterns of behavior, common courtesy, and that kind of thing, could we learn up from the Umas Ha'olam? Could we get from the Umas Ha'olam in this area? It was one Bach over there, a German Bach, and it doesn't say who he was. And that's what the Alter was saying, that I don't know if he said it in full, but Bach said that he thought that in terms of courtesy, culture, just in terms of the way people are misnai, one with the other, because we have what to learn from the Germans. The way they talk, the way they act. It was that the Alta was very vociferous. He was very, very misnagged to that day. The Alta said that it's the lemmas. Whatever we can't find in the Torah, there's no value to. In terms of midos, the looseness, the courtesy. So the way the story is brought, since that many years later, if anybody knows the story any better than I do, so correct me, feel free to. I don't.
Yeah,
I'm done.
The way I heard it, I just heard on tape from my wife. Yeah. He said that when he asked for the German directions.
Yeah, he said Nifra. So that was his example that he gave, that when he asked directions. So he won't just tell you this is the way to go. He will say it like in a rhetorical tone. He'll say that this is the way to go. Is it not so? So as not to talk down to the person and to come across as being a know-it-all. So they'll give directions. Say you go three blocks, you go this direction, this far. I think it's taking German is what they say. He said, is it not so? So that he considered to be a very refined something. He said that. You wouldn't necessarily, if you learned the Torah, you wouldn't necessarily be able to find it. So you see that they have a certain courteousness and culturedness that we could learn up. And so years later, this is brought down by Rav Shvadron over there. I don't recall how I heard it when I was younger, but it says that he was in this German Bacha, this year, was after the Mechama, he found himself in Lakewood. He was in Lakewood, and he was barn, was saying a shiur, whatever it was. So he asked Rabbi, he said, he wants to speak to him for a couple of minutes, privately. So he went. And he pulled up his sleeve. He was not from there. He was missing one of his arms. And he said that he was in the concentration camps of Klaus in Dachau in Nazi Germany. So he said that the Germans cut off his hand, obviously without the benefit of any medication or anything. And he says you can imagine the sound that he was going through. The Nazis, Yimach Shemon, were there enjoying every moment of it. And they would, every so often, they would ask him, so put they, it's fine. It hurts, doesn't it? That's the, this is what the Alpha meant. You can have the Musius, the Bartholomew is saying, you can have this, the Musius. What does it mean? What is he saying? It's saying like this. The Mishnah says, I'm fighting for the Akhoy for the Kulaba. It means that the Torah has within it all the elements that you're going to find anywhere in life, in any philosophy, any value system, any element of the Nida Taiba or of a philosophical principle. Maybe there are some exceptions, obviously, but Fayyubba the Kulaba, in some way, shape, or form, they appear in the Torah. That means that they're all ingredients in the Tariq Mitzvahs. The Tariq Mitzvahs and Hashkafas Avoda are comprised of many, many contradictory elements. And the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. What the Torah does is the Torah gives you the recipe, like any good recipe. Most cakes need sugar and salt and flour and whatever else, and eggs and whatever else goes into the cake. But what separates one from the other, and of course what separates the perfect cake, so to speak, the perfect nidus, the shleimus nidus, to an ishleimus nidus, the imperfection, maybe nice try, pretty good, what separates is it all in the proportions. Nidus taivus is not just a question of nature and characteristics. The yesod of shleimus and nidus taivus is, like the word, is itself meida. Nidus is a measure. The measure of a man is all in the relative proportion of one value to the other. There are times, of course, for merachim or achzori, the sofa, he is achzor on somebody that requires achmonis. One glaring example that Chazal bring down. But of course we know it to be true. We read the Torah in all areas. There are times in the Torah that you find that a person is supposed to be misnayik with emes. There are times in the Torah that evidence witnessed by the Pirch Tziakai, there are times when a person needs to be misnayik the mirma, the chokhmasa, the mirma. There are times that a person needs to be misnayik with Asarius, there are times a person needs to be misnayik with Rachman. If a person is going to approach life, that there are midas that are absolute, and they have an absolute quality in the sense that I'm going to make a religion out of being a kind person, that's Asarius. I'm going to make a religion out of being a Baal Emes, that's Shekhar. There are times that Shekhar is Emes and Emes is Shekhar. And in the right proportion and when it's all being done together in the Shleimus, then you have the perfect Shleimus in the Torah. A person can only get that from the Torah. The Torah is the cookbook, so to speak. The Torah is where it says when a person, under what circumstances, where does the kindness of a person have to be exhibited, where does the Azorius of a person have to come through, where does the Yira have to come through, where is it the Abba has to come to the forefront. All these things are inherently contradictory, or at least when you approach it from an absolute, that it's not a recipe. spirit. It's just this is a quality that you need, that one needs to always have. And inevitably, it's going to come a time when the person is not going to be a shalom to you guys, because there will come a time that unless you're privy to what it says in the Torah, Ayudain Amelus, and an involvement of Tariq Mitzvah, that a person understands there's a time for Tztokha and there's a time for the opposite of Tztokha. There's a time for MS, there's a time for Tracker. Limited, of course, there's a time, like the Ram says in almost all meters, is the Derech HaMemutzi. There's a time to be in the Faza Yamamin, and there's a time that a person needs to be. There could be a time that a person needs to be stingy. There are different things that are called upon. And the Mail of the Rambam says, Alfi Rai, the Derech HaMemutz is what's called upon. There are other needs that you need to go to extremes. But the point being that almost everything is incorporated in some way within the title. But to know how to apply it and the circumstances, how and when each meeting is called upon, we need to study the Torah and say the gracious, in particular with the Sefer HaYashar. The person studies the Maisa Abbas, then he's able to understand Avraham Avinu acted in this moment with Yira, in a different situation with Ava, with Chesed, with Azarias, with Mokhama, with Shalom, as Mokhama, as Shalom. This is the idea, what you said, the Hafaychba, the Hafaychba, the Kula, but it's all in the proportion of the relative percentages that a person is going to be misnayed in his makeup, in his new disciple. The Gemara says Ki in Besoidus Hashem Chetzo, in the first Kapitel Tehillim, in the first Kapitel, which the Gemara Kedushin of Dachlamed Beis explains, it says that Ki in Besoidus Hashem Chetzo Besoidus Yeg Ayonim in the Leino. The Gemara says if you're saying it's Besoidus Hashem, then you're saying it's Besoidus Oid. So if the Gemara Mithila is Besoidus Hashem, but Al Yudai the Yegiyah, then it becomes Besoidasai, then it becomes Besoidasai Dilei. Through the involvement, through the idea that the person involves himself in the name of the Lord, then he makes it from being Besoidas Hashem to being his own person. It occurred to me, I think, a word of it that may be overlooked in the conventional, in the partial understanding of the Gemara. I think there's a double chiddush in the Gemara. Rather, the ikar chiddush the Gemara is saying is that a person needs to have his amelus and his very strong attachment, his identification with the Torah, in order for it to become the emes, to become his. But there's also another chiddush, I think, in the Gemara, which you can maybe overlook. The Torah is saying, the kapitel is saying, that it's only going to be a besoidasa yega yama v'loyga if it starts off with a Torah's Hashem. It has to first be a Torah's Hashem chetzon. Then it could become a besoidasa alidei, of course, through the yegiyah of the person. Then it could become yedasa yega yama v'loyga. But it first needs to be, like you say, Torah's Hashem is tenima, shivas nafesh. Eidos Hashem, le'mona machinas pesach. Bikudei Hashem. What do we need? What are we saying here over and over? Mitzvah Hashem, but Yiras Hashem, Mishpatei Hashem, Emes of Riyata. When a person could approach the Torah, if the Chas V'Shalom approaches the Torah, like the Bartanura is saying, which a person should do, he could approach himself to others like he would approach any other Sefer on Midas Taibas. Shabadu Chachmei Umasailu Miliba. And he's going to treat it as just separated, as divorced from its divine origin. It's not Torah Hashem. It's not the perfect. It's not the Shleimos of Midas Tzadis. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but by its very definition, it's not a reflection of a certain Ratzon Hashem, which is of course a Shleimos in Midas. It's Mashabadu Chachmei Chazal Milibam. It's something that it's a beautiful subject. Torah is beautiful, it's brilliant. And the person involves himself in it because he appreciates the Chochmas HaTorah. Then he'll never get to the point, and Seidus Hashem, Yisoidasa, you will never get to the Yisoidasa yet, it's never going to become his Torah. What does it mean it becomes his Torah? His Torah means, like Rabbeinu Yehuda says, a shleimus in the midas of the person. Your Torah means when it makes you into a different individual. Then it becomes your Torah. It's not just, these are not over here just on the platitudes. I mean, these are not just metaphors. What's Hashem's Torah now is your Torah. It might not give me what? Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What's mine? Now it's mine. So I could be Meichelit because the Gemara says that a rapture Meichel on the word is quite enough because the Torah is delayed. So it's only if the Yagayan Torah is Torah. What are we saying? We're saying over here that in order for the Torah to have ultimately what Rabbeinu Yehuda said, the desire and the ultimately pathless, the Kayelis of Torah, which is the Chachmas HaTorah, that it should be the Asher, the Derech LeBechor, it has to first start out with an appreciation that the person has to approach the Torah that this is absolute Chachmas HaTorah. This is the Ratzon Hashem in its most perfect Shleimusik form. This is the total, complete, perfect recipe. Of course, you could find all the elements elsewhere. I could find that a person needs to be, should be kind, as Mishkan says, that a person needs to be charitable, that a person needs to say the truth, and the person, you know, that's all partial. Everything is partial. Everything is partial. But the Hagoyva, to put it all together, and to come up with a shleimus, which will create within the person a shleimus in these places, that will understand that there are times there's an ace mukama and an ace shalom, there's an ace for yira and an ace for av, there's an ace for emes and there's an ace for sheker, and that he should be one and the same person to be able to combine and to synthesize all these various medias and character traits in the right proportion to create a ben tayda. That is only when it starts first. Kim besoides Hashem Tetzel. If the Chayfet is besoides Hashem, then it's going to become Ubesoidasa Yagam Yom Valela. Then it becomes its Nazar Toidasa Delay. Then he has a Kenyan in the Torah in the sense. I'm just talking about that he remembers it, that he doesn't have a Shikhas HaTorah. Then his identification with the Torah is him and the Torah Sevet Ya'inah. That is, there's a unity between the Torah says and who he is. Then it becomes Ubesoidasa Yagam Yom Valela. We say in davening, in the Alanisim of Chanukah, it says, "Mashkichem Torah Sefer, ulavida mechut eved tzeinecha." And Bemis, there's a diak over here. Next week I'm going to. So right away you start talking B'lash and Neifak. You say, Al-Am Yisrael. L'ashkiach Teirasam U'l'avirim Mechukei Yitzayim. And so on and so on. You say, right, that's not a deal. I mean, you're talking to the Rabbi Shalom. They just feel it, after all, right? So that's the reason. Right? Why should we present it as being, as from the perspective of Am Yisrael? We're going to, it's going to be presented as Kisha Amda Malchus Yisrael and Hashem Amcha Yisrael and with Lashkicham, your Torah with the Rabbi Shalom. So never, rather than when he was Aymed in the third person, so to speak. When they were aimed on Kval Yisrael, Lashkiach Teiras. But when you read the Alanisim of Purim, you see that that's not so. Because when it comes to Purim, you say, "V'nei Morcha the Esther B'Shushan Avida, Kisha Amad Aleihem Haman Harash." It doesn't say. It says Kisha Amad Aleihem Haman Harash. Over there it says. It doesn't say that it was. Yoram doesn't say Kisha Amad Al Amcha Yisrael. Kisha Amad Aleihem Amar Rosh on them. Bikesh lahashvid la'arig la'abed es kol ha'yehudim. The third person. Lahashvid es kol ha'yehudim. Not lahashvid la'arig la'abed es amcha Yisrael. Lahashvid la'arig es kol ha'yehudim. And now okay. And then it switches over. It says, ba'ato, b'lachamecha rabbin. The father says, so at that point it switches over. It says, and you, the Rabbanshlam. First it gives you a little bit of a little historical overview over here. Vas meredim. We're not presenting it as being a challenge to the Rabban Shalom himself, your Amcha Yisrael. The entire historical episode, so to speak, the Hagdama, is all presented as being Kisham Malchus Yavon Hashal Amcha Yisrael. It seamlessly goes right into the Atav Rach Mecharab. Could be that part of the kavana over here, the tshuva is, as we're speaking, that the kavana of the yivonim was lashkichem toira secha. As we know, they had no problem with the toira as being, like the Bartanur says, just so much more chachma shechachme chazal bodim yiliba. As another subject, they had no problem with the Torah. As a matter of fact, they were probably very learned in the Torah. The snagdus of the Yevanim was, like it says, Kisru lachem al keren ha'shoresh she'ein lachem chelek be'elokei Yisrael. The snagdus was in the identification that the Yid has in his limud ha'Torah, that it's besoides Hashem chetzer, that it's the Ribbono shel Olam's Torah. The snagdus was not just Al Am Yisrael Lashkiach Toyasim. The snagdus was Al Am Chal Yisrael. That identification, primarily of course through an Esek, Seidasa Yega Yamin Veloyla, that Chal Yisrael is learning the Ribbono Shel Olam. And as such, it carries within it the prescription more so than whatever Mimusius, whatever Midas Toyas the Yevanim had, and they were Badu Miliba. What we have has a divine origin. And that divine origin, that geplachkeit, that godliness that there is within even the Moshekivot Torah Messina, I'm saying Yeshua, and the Midas Torah that we have, and only that and only that could create the Shleimus and the Midas that an Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz. That's what we're saying, Lashkicham Torah Secha. And if they accomplish Lashkicham Torah Secha, Memele is Lahavira Mechukim Yitzanecha. Everything else, the Chukai Ratzon, the Ratzon Avodah, which lies within the Torah, will ultimately, they're going to be able to be mafkiya only when you take away the besoidas Hashem chetzoy, then it can never become a besoidas yegayim v'loyla. It's never going to become our toys. So if these are lashkicham toyda secha and the meila la'avina mechukhe ritzaynecha, then they've accomplished the goal, which is to make klal Yisrael just like umas oyla. Every umah, something like the Lord, has v'odum asher v'odum ilim. But you see, as we gave we spoke before, the extent to which an ummah could hold a Vlitzirza, but at the same time work out a philosophy that you can kill millions of people while somebody walks down the street and kills somebody, will be sent to jail. While at the same time an entire ummah could have a one-track vision of annihilating millions of people. This is a person, and this is Nishkan Mensch. Thus a Mensch, this is Nishkan Mensch. This is the ability of a person when he's not working with a Kodesh Hashem, where he's not working with something that is rooted in the Chukei Ritzaynecha, in the Ratzon HaBayrei, he can come up with the most high-minded and the most well-intentioned moral systems, value systems, but in the net result of it, it could be the biggest out of it.
Where's that going? Huh? No, the graph.